Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like, in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there, and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
When's the last time you saw a celebrity off the Vegas Strip? And who was it? Was it Flava Flav, Mike Tyson, or maybe it was someone even more interesting? Our guest today on CityCast Las Vegas is no stranger to celebrity sightings. In fact, Eric Kabik is a celebrity photographer. He tells us how we should approach celebs in the wild, which ones have been the nicest to work with, and why he thinks celebrities love Las Vegas so much. It's Tuesday, August 29th. I'm Vogue Robinson, and here's what Las Vegas is talking about. Eric Kabik, welcome to CityCast Las Vegas. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Oh my goodness. So today is going to be super interesting because we're going to talk about stars, and you've got kind of an interesting perspective because you are a professional photographer and you kind of walk around and take photos of the stars. So I'd love to know, like, who would we be surprised to find out that visits Vegas often?
That visits Vegas often. Mm-hmm. I mean, it used to be, a lot of the reality TV stars that you would see all the time, you know, wandering around the strip, hosting parties and things like that. And nowadays, it's more of sports figures and athletes. But, it was at the height of the Kardashians fame. Yeah. It was like every single weekend, there was a red carpet with the Kardashian family or, Paris Hilton and casts of all the reality TV shows.
Right.
Then it sort of led into the DJ culture where you had the celebrities were the DJs walking red carpets and hosting. A lot of A-list movie stars, come to Vegas to hang out, but they usually are doing it in very secluded areas and keeping their presence a little more private, because they're not hosting all these events and parties,
Where do they go for like these private events?
Well, a lot of times they will have private dining rooms in restaurants. Okay. Many of the high-end restaurants have a PDR, a private dining room area, or there are exclusive areas in the nightclubs in the background where the celebrities are able to go and not be seen or photographed. So they can have their own private space. And at times over the years, I might get hired to come in to still do a celebrity sighting photo of them. Mm. Just, to show that they were there afterwards.
Right. PR, you know? Celebrity sighting.
Exactly.
Scheduled. I know. I noticed you're not naming specifics. I was like, oh, Eric has a relationship. You're not giving up the goods. Respect. So, I mean, like, what do you think is the celebrity appeal to visiting Vegas?
It's the entertainment capital of the world. So it's this incredible playground for someone who wants to be able to have access to the best entertainment and the best food and live music, So, and I think that's an appeal, especially to a lot of people in LA. If they're in LA, for example, it's an easy getaway for them to come to and be entertained and have a good time. And the amenities there, are sort of a next level for these high-end celebrities who come. So I think that's appealing too. Yeah.
But Eric, in my head, I think, okay, well, if you have money, you can get whatever you want wherever you're at. So is like the Vegas secret sauce for them?
I think it's that Vegas goes that extra step to make everything extra. Like at the Palms, they had that basketball suite, which had like a full basketball court in a suite, or the pools hanging off of the hotel with the view of the strip. Mm. And some of the penthouses I've been in at Caesars, at the very top there, these massive, you know, 18, 20,000 square foot penthouse suites that are just, you know, a whole other level that you're not going to find in hotels in the rest of the world. They kind of do that extra step here to make it a super special experience.
Yeah, you know,
especially if you have that kind of money.
Exactly. When you say that, it makes me think about like Howard Hughes, that he could have lived anywhere, but he picked like the top floor of one of the casinos to live and was like, I live here now. And the same thing with Elvis. There was a particular suite that he was in. Somebody built another house and named it the Elvis House. And he was like, I don't want to go live in that house. I'm quite fine in this bomb penthouse location. Like, I'm not leaving where I'm at. It's lovely here.
Oh, but
I need to see these suites. Apparently, I don't know what it's really like to be that rich and living up in Vegas.
Speaking of Elvis, those villas at it's now the Westgate Hotel, which was the International when Elvis was there. I've been up in those villas at the top.
Okay.
And they are just insanely beautiful and kind of this classical architecture. Looks like you would imagine Liberace decorated this place.
Okay.
You know, just these, you know, very super decadent. I actually think they used it as the set for the Matt Damon, Michael Douglas film about Liberace. They use that as his home. But it's just this incredibly over-the-top space. Like, you just can't even imagine it. But that's where Elvis at one point lived up there.
So. Yes. One of our many Elvis Was Here locations.
Yes, right.
So I'm curious, like, okay, you've seen or been around or photographed many a celebrity. Who was, like, the rudest?
The rudest. I decided that I'm not going to name like people who are rude. You know, I just feel like it doesn't help anybody, but I can tell you that I was threatened a couple of times, but really it's few and far between. I mean, it happened so few times that I remember exactly who the person was, because most people were incredibly kind to me and are incredibly kind to me. But I had experience with a celebrity who I was paid to photograph. I like to always say, I'm paid to photograph them. They know I'm there. I'm not a paparazzi, but they just decided to be difficult and were a little threatening. But
when you say threatened, what do you mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
I was hired to photograph a particular celebrity at a nightclub, and I was photographing her across the room to give her space, like not to be in her face, because I could see she didn't really want that. Mm-hmm. But she was being paid to be photographed at the event. And at one point, I just saw her husband walking towards my camera as I'm looking through my lens. And he's getting closer and closer.
Oh my God.
Basically says, I'm going to break your neck if you don't stop taking pictures. And he like pushed my camera aside.
Oh, we're threatening the neck and hitting the equipment?
Yes.
You can't do both?
I know. So I got that moment where I was like, I could escalate this or I can deal with it. And at that night, Paris Hilton happened to be sitting next to her at a booth. And she saw this happen and she came over and said to me, you know what? You can shoot us. Get all the photos you want. We're cool. You know, this will help you with your job because my job is to get photos of these people in the event.
In trouble. I'm sure you get a shot list. It's like, get photos of this person, this person, this person. You've got.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's a process. So, well, look at Paris Hilton to the rescue.
Yeah, Paris, I know, right? Like, she was always incredibly pleasant and friendly. Maybe that's a surprise to some people, too. Some of the celebrities who were so outgoing and cool about it. Mm-hmm. Or she understands how the machine works. And she's thinking, well, this guy's getting me pressed. This is good. Let's do this.
Mm-hmm. If you've ever had a crappy photo of you taken, then you're nice to the person with the nice camera. You're like,
Yes, right, like right. Yeah.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Who are some of the nicest celebrities that you've interacted with?
One of the top people that comes to my mind is someone who I wasn't really familiar with his music. It's Keith Urban, the country music star. And I was hired to photograph some meet and greets for his fans. And I'll just never forget how he I was waiting alone in a room with him, and he just was chatting and wanting to talk and asked me to take a picture with him, and just couldn't have just been more down to earth and friendly about the whole experience. Another person who I worked with who might be a surprise to some people based on his persona is Floyd Mayweather, the greatest, you know, boxer of all time. I worked with him quite a bit back during his rise to fame and glory. Yeah. And just was always so pleasant and great to be around. And I think a lot of times certain celebrities have a persona of maybe being difficult or causing scenes, but when you're close to them, if they kind of trust you and know you, they treat you pretty well. And I had that kind of relationship with most of the people I worked with, or, you know, pretty much everybody I've worked with, to where there was some trust and you build that, and they're just really comfortable to be around you.
That relationship you were talking about, that personal relationship, like there's a stylist and he was saying he had a personal relationship with the star, but that person's relationship with the staff was very different. And so like sometimes the star themselves, the celebrity is like a cool person, but they have the circle around them of people that their job is to protect them and be more harsh and more intense.
Yeah, so, that I'm familiar with. I've experienced that up close to where I get along well with the star themselves, the personality, but they've hired a lot of, I call them no people, like layers of no people.
Yes, no people. I want that.
Yeah. And it's like, they're just saying no to everything you possibly could ask to keep you away from them. Mm-hmm. But you know that they wanted you to be there and that they want you to do your job, but they're trying. So you really have to learn to navigate that to get things done sometimes. Worked with a particular Tiesto, a famous DJ who's still performing in Las Vegas Strip. We had a really nice relationship, but he changed management a few times. And I remember it just got more and more difficult for me to get things done because the no people got broader and broader. So eventually I lost touch with him. And that's just another example of that, things like that happen.
So how'd you get into photographing celebrities?
I was originally a rock and roll photographer. I was a concert photographer.
Okay.
And one of my earliest places I photographed was at the Joint at the original, you know, the Hard Rock Hotel, which is now the Virgin. Mm-hmm. So I was photographing a lot of bands there and at MGM and shooting for local magazines, publications, What's On Magazine, City Life, the Weekly. And as I was doing that, I was just meeting people, putting on events at the hotels. And they started hiring me to come into the nightclubs to shoot the celebrities who were hanging out. And that then led me into red carpets. And Vegas became this epicenter of award shows. You know, all these award shows started coming to town. The Billboard
Awards
Music Awards, BTS, and just there's so many now. And that just opened up this whole other world to celebrity photography. And then I found myself being called to LA to do the Oscar Vanity Fair party and the Emmy Awards, and started doing stuff out of town as well. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so basically, like, people found out you were that guy. Somebody saw an excellent photo, like, who the heck took that? And then, boom.
Yeah, photo agency.
I heard, though, that you go all the way back, not just the Hard Rock being a special place for, like, your start, but that you used to be a busboy, too.
Yeah, so when I first came to Vegas, I was on the opening staff of the Hard Rock Hotel as a busboy in Mr. Lucky's, and that was my first job in Vegas while I was trying to find a photography job. I was finishing up my degree long distance, which I obtained in Oregon. So I was going back and forth to Oregon to school, working in Vegas, bussing tables. And I remember like, I'm going to shoot in that place. You know, I'm going to shoot in the Joint. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, I was there picking up the trash behind the bar, and, you know, dumping ice. And by the next year, I had got a gig at What's On Magazine, which was a local magazine they put in all the hotel rooms. And I started shooting for them so then I could get credentials to go in and shoot the concerts. Mm-hmm. And that was a big step. So, yeah, but being the busboy in the Hard Rock was a pretty cool experience.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Eric, you're like Vegas OG. Like, that is like the OG Vegas story of like starting at that level, having the big dream, and then working your way into it, but really word of mouth. That's dope.
Yeah.
So when I think about stars, I also always think like lifestyles of the rich and famous, but also like approaching animals in the wild. Like, look, there's Kirsten and Dunst in the wild. So in my head, for you, I want from you, like, what are your tips for approaching celebrities in the wild?
I don't typically, when I'm not working, for example, I don't approach celebrities in the
wild.
Don't
do it.
and it, exactly. I mean, my first tip is don't do it. They just want to get on with their day. But it's like anybody in the world, if you're sitting in a restaurant, you look across at a table and somebody smiles back at you and you make eye contact with that person, whether they're a celebrity or not, you might give them, you might nod your head and be like, hey, how's your day? You know, you might have a casual conversation. If it feels like that with a celebrity, I think that's a good approach. Just like treat them like a normal person. I think they want that. That's always the best approach. And then just be conscious of their space. And I know a lot of celebrities have said people walk up and just touch them or put their arms around them to take selfies, which is a big no-no. You don't just walk up and invade people's personal space. But for some reason with celebrities, a lot of people feel like that's acceptable because they feel like they know them, right? Because they watch them so much. Yeah. You mentioned something earlier. You said lifestyles of the rich and famous. And,
yes.
You know, Robin Leach was a real fixture in Las Vegas for so many years. Rest in peace. I worked with him a lot.
Oh, cool.
And he was one of my people who would call me and give me tips about where celebrities were in Las Vegas. And yeah, exactly. So, he'd say, so-and-so is coming here. And then I could reach out to the people I know at the hotel to get the permission to come in and say, hey, I heard J-Lo is going to be there this weekend. Mm-hmm. Is there any way we could get in and get some shots?
Okay. So that, this is giving me Peter Parker vibes.
Yeah.
Where you're like the photographer. You post up at a location like, oh, I got pictures of Spider-Man. Yeah. Don't worry about how I got them.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a real important aspect for me, was that there was always permission. I would never point my camera and photograph anybody who wasn't aware I was doing it, number one. And I certainly always want to make it flattering. I'm not looking to there is another segment of photographers out there who are seeking bad photos to make people look lesser than, because those are valuable to tablets. Mm-hmm. So I just, not a path for me, you know, that's for somebody else to do. Mm-hmm. I just want to uplift and hopefully make people, elevate their presence in the community the best I can. Cause I wouldn't want that to be me. Right. So I don't want to treat them that way.
Yeah. Right. You know, there was like a Black Mirror episode recently about kind of the ethics around being a photographer, like to get the shot.
And even
the most recent Jordan Peele movie, same thing. Like, what do you do to get the $1 million shot? The shot. What do you give up for it?
Yeah, right, right. What are you sacrificing to do that thing? Yes.
Exactly. What's the price of fame for our stars? And, you know, when do they actually get to be normal?
Being famous just seems to not have a lot of intrinsic value. Like for them, you know what I mean? Like there's not they get a lot of free things and they get treated a certain way, but they have enough money to do that anyway.
Yeah.
So I just don't know that the fame is worth their sacrifice. There's an argument to be made that it can be damaging to a lot of people. And I think a lot of the statistics of what we see with some of our favorite artists and pretty dark things they go through because of that loss of privacy. I think, you know, when they say rich and famous, I think, being rich is fine if you want to be wealthy, but the fame part just seems like a difficult thing. And I've spent some time around celebrities who just, they seem affected by it in a very negative way where it's hard for them to interact and be comfortable in public spaces. And I just think that would be a negative thing. But somebody who's an inspirational celebrity or figure who's, inspiring people to make change and do good in their communities, I can see how that might be a little bit different than somebody who wasn't choosing to do that. They weren't going out there and setting out to be seen. They were just an artist creating something. And usually artists are really sensitive, introverted people to begin with. So, you know.
Yeah. So, okay, folks. I guess we can't approach our stars in the wild unless you make eye contact and you get a smile. Then you could say a nice thing and wave from afar.
Yes, another way to approach stars in the wild, and it's not really the wild, is go to the red carpet award shows. Like they used to do the Billboard Awards or ACM Awards when they're in Vegas. They have areas for people to come down to get autographs. And the celebrities walk over to them and take pictures and they're signing autographs. So that's when they're there to be seen and they're ready to interact with you and they're comfortable with it. But if you just see them walking through the mall, just let them walk through the mall, you know, let them have their,
you know, who I met? I met Matthew Gray Gubler at like downtown on Main Street. And he was like in a car with his mom. And I looked at him like six times. And like even his mom smiled at me. And I was like, oh, my gosh, am I going to approach this man? I don't know. It was like super freaked out. And I didn't want to, you know, be out of the way. So like I walked up really slowly and I was like, hi, I really appreciate your work. I love you.
That's
he was
great.
So nice. And he gave me free stickers and talked to me about his book. And we just need to get him on the show. But he was so nice to me and then walked past me and my spouse like three more times and kept being like, hey, Vogue, all right, take care. Is your food good? That place is delicious. And I was so surprised because I really just didn't want to bother him. But I'm glad I very slowly approached and then he was really kind.
Yeah, the slow approach, it paid off for you. That's good. Yeah. Right on.
Well, that's Eric, awesome. Thanks so much for being on CityCast Las Vegas today. And I look forward to seeing some more of your shots.
Thank you so much. Nice to chat with you. Thanks for having me.
That's all for today here on CityCast Las Vegas. If you enjoyed the show, you can help us grow by sharing this episode with a friend. Sharing is caring. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more news from around the city. Take care.